Okay, then go ahead, Lisa.
I just want to piggyback very quickly off of something Evelyn was asking, especially since I don't understand the system of Great Plains at all. So I'm wondering if there's any way you could maybe give us a synopsis or maybe show us an example in your reports about the kinds of reports that Great Plains can generate, because that way, I mean, it'll make us sound more informed, but even when we're talking with the CFO or something, we can make a recommendation to say, well, if this is possible, that this is the kind of report that we would like to have generated or something. Is that capable to tell us the kind of reports that and the detail that certain reports can show so we can know what you ask
for? Sure. I mean, I think, again, it goes back to identifying those particular line items or groups of line items that have been consolidated to say that you want this particular line item or consolidated line item addressed and clarified as to what makes up this total. And again, we're talking about variances and seeing whether this particular variance is large enough that we would want a breakdown and, you know, so you get the details. But again, I think not that all of you have the resources to talk to the business managers, or maybe you do. The thing is, they have access to the Great Plains general ledger package, but also FRX, which is the report writer in which we get our reports from, too. Also, we do consolidations. Again, a business manager can produce in any report that they want that would be asked for. We would be more than happy to assist them, and then it would give them again detail per line item, which we could say what you see at the PMB as a financial total is these line items, that kind of thing.
And just one other thing, if I may say, and I think Ross, you probably stated this earlier, but just, you know, for people like me who have to break things down and chunk them in, you said that, I understood you to say that for the most part of all, that Pacifica seemed to be moving more toward following some of the recommendations and the procedures that had been recommended, because I know I think at one point there was a little bit concerned about uniformity, you know, that makes sure that things are being kind of uniformly reported as, you know, that there was some uniform reporting system. So it seems like the Pacifica is moving more toward that within the five stations. Well, most of the stations, I should say.
Right. Well, certainly in terms of classifying the transactions
okay.
uniformly and breaking things down by the right department, whether it's operations or programming or development, they're doing that now. And that's relatively new behavior.
Excellent.
Very, very good. And some of the basic procedures that have been recommended in the past, like with the petty cash and the bank reconciliations, and those have been followed. So there is progress being made. A lot of the comments that we still have this year, you have to understand that these were comments relating to September 30th, 2007. But since September 30th, 2007, a lot of things are being put into place. So it's just, you know, it's in a transition.
Okay, I'm back. Okay.
You're back.
Yeah.
So I do think there's very good progress being made, and it's still a work in progress. If you want to talk about something specific, then I'll be glad to address it. I think it's overall. I think the network overall at the all the stations with the exception of WBII are making very good progress.
Well, that's good.
Jamie.
Yes, Lisa had a question, and
oh, I asked it already.
Yeah, so I guess. She
and
the,
yeah,
no
I have one. Okay, I have a couple quick ones. I know. Oh, Ross, my goodness, you've been here for an hour. Oh my Lord, but we had really good questions. I have it's probably more so for Ben. What version of MEMSIS do we have? The reason I'm asking is I work in the tally room a lot during fund drives, and people will always ask, why don't we take Discover? And there is a version of MEMSIS out there that accepts Discover. So I wanted to know, what version do we use? That, and could it be improved to accept Discover credit card?
Well, I really don't know. That's something I need to look into, because I know when we signed the contract, it seemed, because I was unaware of the database Nemesis when I first came in, and it seems like it's all one package. Again, there's one application for all of the stations, and it seems like when we renewed our contract, we had a sign with, I think it was called Payment Solutions. Now, I didn't know how they were thrown into the mix, but they, for some reason, all the stations got the new version, if whatever you want to call that, the application, for the Nemesis system. But, you know, we had to deal with Payment Solutions, which is part of the credit card processing. Now, there are just lots of questions I have now more than ever about the Nemesis system and my lack of knowledge. I want to know more about, well, how does it work? And when people book something, when they book it someplace, how it's going to affect, we were talking about criteria, or when we query something, how does it give us information? And there are some of the things, like each of the stations, like we talked about being consistent or we conform to, like when we book a pledge, how do we book in? All the stations should book, I think, pretty much in the same way when we have fund drives. There shouldn't really be a variance there in order for us to compare the station's income on some of these things. So, again, I'm sort of not really sure about what application we are on right now, but it's something that I'm going to get into.
Okay, great, because I think it should be seamless that when listeners pledge, it's like, you know, when you charge, when you go to a store and you buy something, or if you order it online, I don't know what their inventory system is like, but not to say that we can afford to do something like that, but it should be pretty easy to account for all of our inventory at the flip of the switches, as they would say.
Well,
so,
that's the thing, I'm not sure whether... That's just it, whether we can accommodate that or whether what do we put in Nemesis? Do we put all donations into Nemesis, and do we, again, gauge it somehow? I mean, I think there are certain things that do not go in there. I don't know if grants go into there, but should we put grants in there as a database? Because Nemesis, I think, is more like a pledge database kind of system. But
right.
Again, what are the limitations, and what can we do with it? And is it the right database for Pacifica?
That's a really good
question.
Yeah, that's an excellent question.
Right.
So I'm sure you'll do the investigation, Benedict. We're relying on you. You see what happens when you wish for something? Well, if no one else has any questions.
Actually, Nia, I do.
Yes, because we've had Ross here for an hour. Okay, so there's Jamie. Did anybody else? And then we let Ross go home. Okay, so Jamie and Lisa, and then that's it? Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, Ross, sorry to keep you so long, but it's such an interesting topic. One question I've had for a while in comparing the consolidated income statements from the national office to audits in previous years is that for BAI, which is my station, we have many different income lines, of one of which is listener support. And on the audit, there's fewer income lines. I'm doing this from memory, so I'm not looking at an audit right now. Am I correct in this recollection? And do you have a way to consolidate BAI's income lines, which are on the consolidated income statements, do you fold other stuff into another version of listener support in the audit?
Yeah, there are several different general ledger account line items on the books, which get combined into the report. So on the report for this year, for example, for WBAI, we've got, just a minute, turn to it, $2,712,686. It's called listener support / donations.
Wait, say that number one more time.
$2,712,686 is what we have.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that that's going to change, but that's what we have right now. Now, that's including donations, listener support. It's not including grants. It's not including community events. And it's not including other revenue, but there is no other revenue over there at WBI. Okay. So if you want to know the specific general ledger accounts that are being counted as listener support, You could simply request that either from the station office. They can go into Great Plains and generate that, or you can request it. I would, excuse me if I'm being presumptuous here, Ben, but National has that available as well. So
yeah. Okay.
You could see what goes into that.
Yeah, there are categories, again, a number of categories, like 5,000 to begin the listener support. And again, it would be just a matter of, you know, calling up that particular report and putting the range in there in order to tie back to that particular consolidated account on the audited financials.
Okey-dokey. Okay, and I have one question for Ben, you, Ben. You were talking about the Memphis. Is there one person at Pacifica who is like an expert at Memphis?
Well, no, not that I know of. I mean, I came here in 2003, and again, that was the system that was there for all stations. And I thought, again, that it suited everybody, and there was a reason that it was implemented there. But I don't know of any particular person right now that is like the expert on that, or who you know knows the ins and outs of it. I mean, there must be, because there have been people that are still at some of these stations that have been there before me that have worked with Memphis. But again, that's the question I ask: is Memphis such a system that's sort of so huge that, you know, and it gives you so many places where you can put this detail in and that detail in, that it becomes to the point where, well, you really can't ask it something because there's too many categories. So I really don't know who the expert is.
Right.
Ben, is there a technical support instance that you can contact?
Yes, there is. And then we're going to do that. There's one person, I think, that it's a contact person, again, because when we had to renew, I think, the contract with MIMSIS, and again, I think it was all a one-shot thing for all the stations.
Do you pay extra, like if you call technical support or if somebody calls technical support, is that like an extra fee for Pacifica?
I do not know. Not that I've seen. No, not that I've ever seen before. I think it was basically, we pay for the renewal of it, and that was it. I haven't heard, but not that there isn't, again, a fee for the technical support.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Ross.
Sure.
Okay. Ben, can I ask one question of Ben before he gets off the line? This is Evelyn.
We'll go to Lisa and then you, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
Mine is more like a suggestion. I'll just throw it out real quickly. It seems like it would be helpful, if at all possible, that we could, like, have an idea of the various systems that's used throughout Pacifica and sort of how they work, because I'm just learning about the Great Plains and the FRX, and I just, you know, think as people, especially as people on the board and directors, we should at least have some kind of basic idea about the systems that we use and how they work and sort of what we can and cannot ask for, because MIMSIS comes up in every conversation some kind of way. And I don't even know, I don't even thoroughly understand exactly, you know, what it is. So that's just a suggestion that maybe at some point we can, you know, work towards something like that.
You know, my comment on that, I think that all nonprofits that I've worked at, again, it's always the database, which MIMSIS is, and the general ledger that they're always in conflict, because everywhere that I've worked at, it seems like when you try to get the database donations to reconcile to the general ledger, it's like a nightmare. It's always had been a nightmare, because, again, they're two separate applications. One is the general ledger package where you book everything, and, of course, here's your database, which should match the same amounts that appear in your general ledger. But for some reason, it's always been a problem, I think, in most nonprofits.
Yeah, let me comment on that for just a moment. There's a big distinction between a database system and an accounting system. The accounting system has got internal controls. It's self-balancing. You reconcile it. It's a system that you're really relying on for certain certainty for your information. A database system, its purpose is to capture certain information, help management manage its receivables, manage its collections, keep track of things by donor. But it doesn't have those same controls in it. So if someone makes a mistake in the database, it may not be caught. There's a lot of old pledges that are entered under MIMSIS. If you could go into MIMSIS and pull out a report right now that says that Pacifica has probably $1 billion of receivables, if you really wanted to go back to however far back that thing goes, 20 years ago or something, however long it goes, and add up all those old pledges, it would be a huge number. So you really can't rely on that system that way. But as an outside auditor, we love to go look at independent sources of information. So here we have this database system over here, but we want to go take a look at it. We want to say, well, gee, if there's a big difference between MIMSIS and the books, well, why? You know, is there revenue that's over here on the database system that never made it into the books? Or is there a big mistake on the books? Or is there a big mistake over on the MIMSIS system? So it's just a useful a tool for us as an independent source of information to sort of double-check what we're doing. But I don't know if that helps, but that's why you do have differences and why it can be a little confusing.
Okay. Evelyn?
Did I lose her?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. And now that you've mentioned going between the two systems to look at that, is there no way to enter that information that's in the database into MIMSIS so that it can be tracked and balanced all on one system?
Well, that's what we're trying to do right now. I think, like for instance, like I mentioned before, if we had a procedure like we were talking about in the policies and the procedures where someone identified any monies coming into the foundation as to what category should go into, grants,
right,
major donors, that kind of thing, then it's passed on if it deals with pledges and things. Maybe all the donor information goes to the MIMSIS system. The person that is entering it into the system is not deciding what kind of donation it is. Someone that knows, again, the money that are coming into the foundation has addressed it, and they enter it into that way. Not just perfect, not that they're going to may not make a mistake, but they enter into MIMSIS, if you want to call it that, as a donation that pertained to a fund drive. Then when that information is passed on to the business manager who enters it into Great Plains, it would also be entered in the same way.
Right.
So there, and then that's when we have our monthly reconciliations come up, where the report would be pulled from the MIMSIS system that says what monies were deposited this month. Well, the same money should be the same amounts that the business manager entered into the general ledger system. They should tie out, as far as I'm concerned, to the penny. But again, they may not. But again, that's a tie-in right there. So if you do that month to month to month to month, there should not be a great variance at the very end.
Right. I'm not going to even ask you what we actually do. okay. But I do want to know if, and this is for Ben, if beyond this call, I have a ton of questions, and I don't want to tie you up with them right now because I need to think through some of them based on some of the things we've talked about. If I can give you a call, to go over some of that. I also want to know if part of maybe a board training at some point this year, the board can get a tutorial on our accounting system so that we understand it.
Okay.
At least have a general idea of exactly what the capabilities are and how to ask for certain reports.
Correct.
Right. So that, you know, as we seat a new board, people have, you know, as I said, different levels of understanding in the area of accounting. But if we get a general overview of what's available and how it's available, like if I can go to my business manager, she can't give me information for all five stations.
No.
So I have to go to National to get that.
Correct.
So I need to know when I go what I'm asking for.
Sure.
You know,
and
it would really help if part of one of the trainings we do could do that for the board. I think it would be appreciated.
Sure. And it could start at the budget level, too, because, again, the budget level starts on a line item basis.
Yeah, I know.
So again, it all flows. Whatever the line item is, it has to go to the general ledger, and we have to have a line item for that particular expense. And again, whether it flows up into another and consolidated, we still have to go by that line item at the budget, and then again flowing to the two Great Plains, which has to accommodate that.
The only thing that I'm going to say about that, Ben, is that on a local level, many of the people who would like to put budgets together because of their committees or whatever don't really know that they can do that or that they should do that. So that's a whole nother dynamic.
Sure,
sure.
Okay. Or 4 hours.
Right.
I'm like,
okay.
I could ask for that, no.
this is Jamie. Could I ask one more question?
One second, Jamie. Is this question of Ross?
Ross, yes.
Or is it of Ben?
Yes, Ross.
Okay, so we'll do this, and then we'll let Ross go. How about that?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, Ross, sorry to keep bothering you.
No, not a problem.
Does your audit deal with internal transfers of money from one station to or one unit to the other?
Good question.
We test some of those transactions.
Uh-huh.
We look at that. Because
I understand that you deal with Pacifica. Your responsibility is really to deal with Pacifica as a whole and not to like to worry as much about the internal dynamics of how money flows here and there.
Right. The audit opinion that we issue is on the organization as a whole. It is one legal entity that we are auditing. To treat it as seven separate entities and seven audits and then a consolidated audit would be very, very expensive. And I don't know that it would give you that much. I don't know that it would do anything for the organization. Any conflicts that you're having financially between the divisions is really not so much an audit issue as it is an internal issue in terms of how you want to allocate your resources and how you want to account for things and how do you want to settle accounts. It's a more of a management issue than it is an audit issue.
Okay.
So,
could you repeat that for the second time, please?
All right.
Just for the record.
All right. Let me try as best as I can.
You could just say that same sentence. That's all. I'm just being facetious. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're tormenting an old man. I'm beginning to not remember what I say all the time.
Maybe I could address it a little bit. I mean, I think on some of the internal things that we do, a lot of it that flows through the, if you want to call it intercompany, are things like bill backs, things that get charged back, like payroll and things like that, that may flow between the companies, but again are washed out, if you want to call it that, when things get paid and stuff. But in order to book payroll for all the stations and again the FICA, the 403B, all that kind of information, and some of that information may flow through the intercompany, but or any kind of payments that are due for, again, bill backs, if we pay something and we charge a station, that kind of thing. But for the most part, they're not large per se dollar amounts. So again, these, like Ross said, these are things that we could address on a level with the national office or a particular station if there is more explanation has to be made for a particular transaction. Because anything that flows through those accounts, or particularly bill backs, are run through the business manager, who in turn would have to pay the national office back, and again would question any charges or want support and things like that to back it up.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, that's it? Are we sure? Do we want to let Ross go?
Yes, please.
I think so. Okay,
thank
Ross.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ross. They were all good questions,
and if there is any follow-up needed, just, Nia, you could forward to me, by email, and I can respond that way.
Okay, so people could forward them to me, and I could forward you. And I guess we'll see you in New Jersey, Ross, in a
New York.
Very good.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. And thanks for all the question.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so it's hi. Ooh, Everybody's still here, right? Okay.
Yes.
I'm still here.
It's 4 minutes after 10. I know I said adjournment should be 10 p.m. Could I just suspend the rules to finish the... well, we have one more thing on the agenda.
A point of personal privilege.
Yes?
Yes. I have a KPFK General Manager Search Committee starting at 7 o'clock our time, so I'm going to have to leave the call.
Okay,
but compliments to the chair and to all of the committee members. I thought this was a very, very good meeting. But I'm sorry, I am going to have to leave for the search committee meeting, which is quite important to us.
And thank you very much. And likewise, enjoy your meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Don.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have one thing left, and that's the approval of the minutes that Terry Goodman and Jamie Ross did. I read it. I have no significant, I have no material differences with the minutes, so speaking of accounting, right? So did everybody read it? Is it okay?
Yes.
Could I get a Lisa, say something?
There was just one, although I wasn't at the meeting, but one, and I think that this is a typo or something. I thought I saw the name Jose Wanzala. I think it should be Joe Wanzala.
Joe Wanzala, okay.
Right, I think that's a typo or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't have it in front of me, but I thought I saw that earlier.
As far as I know, he's Joe Wanzala.
Right.
Joe, are you still there?
Was Joe here?
I don't think he was on the call.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was?
Was he earlier?
Yeah, he didn't answer a roll call.
Yeah.
Oh.
It does say Jose.
I can hear that.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. So do I get unanimous consent to approve the minutes as submitted by Jamie and Terry?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Move adjourned.
I have one question, Nia.
Yes.
Did anyone else join the call after we did roll call? No. Okay, thanks.
Okay, hearing no one. So I just want to thank everybody very much for coming on, and it's been a pleasure working with all of you throughout this year, and I guess I'll see you all in New Jersey.
Thank you very much, Nia. You've done an excellent
bro.
Job.
Yeah, man.
Yes,
bye, everybody.
Bye, right. Everybody. Take care.
Flying into NORCAD? Oh, I want...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.